You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm attorney Jonna Spilbor, and this is Divorce Tips from Mom.com, your daily words of wisdom for positively navigating divorce. Today, living together during divorce, a few do's and don'ts. By the time the decision to divorce is made, it's possible one spouse has already been relegated to the couch or guest room, so that living under the same roof during the process seems logical enough. But is it? Obviously, remaining roommates during divorce offers a financial incentive. Sharing living expenses and not having to set up a second household right away is appealing, but can come at a cost you can't measure in dollars and cents. I'm referring to your peace of mind. If you choose to live with your spouse during divorce, do designate some space for privacy. This can be an area of the house that is all yours during certain hours of the day, or a room all to yourself, preferably one with a lock. Trust me, you're going to need this space to meditate, work, think, sleep, and sometimes communicate with your lawyer. Do divvy up bill paying and household chores, keeping in mind that some habits are hard to break. For example, let's say you, historically, are the one who does the laundry for the household. This may be fine and dandy when you're happily married, but do you really want to be folding your spouse's underwear during divorce? Think about that. Put setting ground rules in the do column. If you don't want your spouse eating all the popcorn you purchased and plan to enjoy while binge-watching your favorite reality show, make that clear. Spouses who routinely disrespect the other's wishes during marriage don't magically become caring, cooperative creatures during divorce. If they did, you'd probably be staying married. Finally, don't poke the bear. Prying, spying, or otherwise pushing your spouse's buttons will only add to the stress of dissolving your marriage. If you and your spouse fought over leaving the toilet seat up when you were in love, it'll be an even bigger bone of contention during divorce, unless you take a deep breath and let it go. And that's a great big do. Tomorrow on Divorce Tips, what to consider when dividing your assets. This has been Divorce Tips, brought to you by Mom.com. Check out Mom.com for more parenting content. And for more legal insights on divorce and separation, go to my website, JonnaSpilborLaw.com. That's JonnaSpilbor. And remember, divorce may mark the end of your marriage, but it's also the beginning of the rest of your life. See you next time.